Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
So our apologies to Rick Mount for jumping out of that conversation, but we're back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Here's the thing. My understanding is the sun just creating all kinds of havoc here, right? On connections, right?
You put in solar eclipse and all types of other events, Jake, and it's going to lead to technological problems. It just happens, you know? It's got to roll with it.
So we'll see if we can get a hold of Brian Walker here, who was on the Purdue 1980 National Championship runner-up team, or actually Final Four team. Boilers, of course, in 69, runners-up. And we are at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. So to reset for those of you, and I appreciate those who are patient in terms of our challenges of connectivity, but those things do happen, especially when you have the number of people out here at this event that we have today. We are at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the eclipse, which, of course, the culmination of that happens just after 3 o'clock, but the eclipse itself will begin here in about an hour or so. There are tens of thousands of people here at the world's greatest race course, and in 49 days, the Indianapolis 500-mile race will be run. But this is a great event because of the fact that it is in combination with the Speedway and then with Purdue University because of their connection to aerospace and NASA, who is also here. Purdue is also the epicenter of the sports world, as we mentioned, because tonight they are vying for their first NCAA championship, at least in the tournament format. And a guy that was on a team that went to their Final Four in 1980, Brian Walker, joins us on the program now. And Brian, listen, I went to Indiana. I graduated from Indiana, and I'm supposed to have an objectivity in this job, but I feel it is only appropriate in welcoming each of our guests onto the show today by simply saying, boiler up. How are you?
Appreciate it. Thank you. Boiler up.
Okay, I want to begin with this. This particular group and this unit, we'll get into the X's and O's and the matchups in a minute, but as a Purdue basketball alum and a guy that played for Purdue and of course, was a great player in the state of Indiana, what does all of it just mean to you, I guess, and to the Purdue program to not only see Matt Painter finally break through and get the Boilers to this spot, but to do it in the fashion and the character with which they have?
Well, it's been a long time. I mean, every Purdue fan, you know, has, you know, we've had a lot of bad breaks, bad luck, injuries. Robbie Hummel injury poured into the season. Isaac Haas, the hook and hold that broke his elbow during the tournament. Back in the Gene Cady days, we had several one-point losses where we were the higher seed, the better seed, but playing on a lesser seed's home court, if you will, like Memphis State and Memphis and LSU down south on their home court. So we just always seem to have bad breaks and we can't get over the hump. And now we have. And this team had a mission after getting embarrassed the last year. Everybody came back. Of course, it was huge that Zach came back as well. But they all came back with a mission. Their mission was to basically come back, get to the Final Four and win it all, and kind of repeat history with what Virginia did a few years back after getting embarrassed by a 16 seed victory over them. So they've had that mission and the players, they all stay together. They've hung together as a team. It's just fun to watch. And, Matt and the players have done a great job sticking to their game plan and to what their goals are. It's been awesome.
Brian, does it feel like that from a Purdue fan and from a former player's perspective, Does it feel like the demons of this tournament, especially the last 5, 6, 7 years for Matt Painter and this club, does it feel like regardless of the result tonight that being a national finalist, getting to a Final Four, has exercised those demons to the point that Purdue fans can breathe easy? Obviously, you want to win tonight, and that's the cherry on top, but does it feel like they've already achieved a large part of putting to bed a lot of what the doubters have said about them the last decade?
I would agree 100%. Obviously, winning it and putting a national championship rather than a national runner-up in Mackey Arena would be a lot better. But I believe that the future holds a lot of promise for Purdue basketball. Matt Painter has created a culture that I don't think is in a whole lot of other college schools with the transfer portal the way it is. A lot of players leave. You know, look at the UConn team. They don't have the Purdue blood in them. If you know, we have Lance Jones, who's a big part of this team this year, came in and accepted the culture that the team had, and you know, it's the team first and individualism second, and that's huge in today's world with all the changes in the with the transfer portal and the NIL money, etc. You know, Lance Jones said, "I want to play for a winning team." Not once in his recruiting did he ever ask, you know, what's my what NIL money will I get if I come to Purdue? And that's the big reason I think why Coach Painter took him. He just wanted to be on a winning team and help contribute. So with that, I think my son couldn't make it to the game out here in Phoenix. And he said, "Dad, they're going to be back in the Final Four, you know, in the next 2 to 5 years." I just feel like Purdue's air is getting to start. So I think getting over the hump, the proverbial monkey off our back, I think they've done that. And hopefully they, you know, they cap it off with a cherry on top tonight.
See, that's my thing, Brian, is this does have a Jay Wright-type feel to it. And you tell me if I'm overly optimistic, but I look at it as it's so hard sometimes to get over that hump. But the way this program has run, the way that Matt Painter has found consistency, in particular in the NIL and portal era, and I'm not saying that that means that that is necessarily how they hold serve, because a million things can happen. But the way that, that Painter has just developed kind of the brand with Purdue, it feels to me like this could be Jay Wright Villanova-esque. I don't mean multiple titles, but a breakthrough to where the Final Four is now not the hump, and that your son's right, and that this becomes something we do see a couple more times over the next decade. Is that too optimistic?
I don't think so. I mean, these players came back. They wanted to win for Coach Painter. They wanted it that bad. They worked all summer together. That was their goal. That's not an individual goal. That's a team goal. And you know, he recruits the Purdue player, the players that put the team first. And I think with his success and the lack of the success down south where you went to school recently, I think it's helped him. You know, I think if he wants an Indiana player, he's going to get the Indiana player. And I think that helps to keep the homegrown kids in the state of Indiana, et cetera. So I agree. I think it could very well be the start of a Jay Wright era and a Purdue era with a Matt Painter era where you know, the Final Four is something we expect, and we hope we win the national championship. Not something, will we get there? Will we get to the Final Four? I agree with you 100%.
How impressed have you been with this young guard core that Purdue has? To your point about them potentially turning a corner and this being a, you know, a stand of them belonging in the national conversation beyond just these three consecutive years, which have been incredibly impressive. When you look at Braden Smith and Fletcher Lawyer and what Matt Painter's going to be able to build around in the coming seasons, what do you see from these two sophomores?
When I first saw Braden Smith play, I saw him do all the little things. You know, you make the pass to your teammate before your teammate realizes he's open. The teammate comes off the back screen. You look at the back screen. You see if there's going to be a switch, if there is or isn't, if your teammate's going to be open. You make a bounce pass, and the teammate's there. And I think in the first week or two of practice with Braden Smith, a lot of guys were getting hit in the nose or in the face or in the chest. They weren't aware sometimes that they were open. And I saw that in Braden Smith. he's one of those exceptional players who can see the game evolve, you know, a play or two before it actually happens. And from last year to this year, he's even gotten better at that. And he's looked to score a little bit more. You know, Zach Edey made a great comment about him. He said, I wouldn't be the player I am today without Braden Smith giving me the ball at the right place at the right time. So, you know, Fletcher Loyer has his ups and downs throughout the season. He's on a streak right now. I hope he continues that streak at least for one more game this year. But he's got a lot of confidence. You know, if you're an opposing team, you might say it's cockiness. I like to refer to it as confident in your game and confident in what you can do. And if you stick to the game plan, I said a couple weeks ago when Purdue went to Illinois, if we beat Illinois at Illinois with everything on the line and with their big guards, that we struggle with teams with big guards, I said, we'll win all of it. We'll win the national championship. So I truly believe that. I think we'll win tonight. I think it'll be a good game. I think the matchup is, you know, from each position, I think they may be a little quicker than us at guard, but I just think it's going to be a wonderful game. I think it'll be a close game. And, I think Purdue will ultimately win.
Brian, when you go back and you look at the 1980 Final Four, Market Square Arena, you know, your conference foe Iowa is there with you, and then Louisville and UCLA. It was a different era. You were a year removed from, obviously, the Magic Bird Final Four that kind of really jump-started everything for college basketball in regards to that. But what is your recollection just in terms of the overall pressure, the external factors that went into focusing on the game itself? And I know your team, there was a little bit of, you know, just kind of there were a lot of moving parts to that 1980 Purdue team. But how big was the Final Four in 1980?
Let me give a little, the year before we were tri-champs with Iowa and Michigan State, and we don't get to go to the tournament. There's only 32 teams. So Michigan State goes to the tournament, wins it all with Magic Johnson against Larry Bird in the championship game. But we go to the NIT, which is still 32 teams, which is 64 of the top best teams in the tournament. And we get to the final game. In the Final Four that year is Ohio State, Indiana, and Purdue at the NIT. And we're like, wait a minute. We shouldn't be here. We should be in the other tournament, in the NCAA tournament. But we end up getting beat on the last second shot by Butch Carter. We have 4 seconds to score. Gary Seastein misses an open jump shot, and IU wins. And being from Indiana, you know what that's like when all your buddies that come back from college from Indiana, et cetera, and you have to live the whole summer knowing that your season ended, getting beat by your rivalry, your in-state rivalry. That was horrible. So the next year, they expand the tournament to 48 teams, and we finish fourth in the Big Ten, and we get to go to the tournament. It's like, wow, this is really great. But depending on what happened the previous year, we didn't think we would get in. We did. We got to the Final Four. For our team, when we were done with practice, we went our own way. It's not like the culture that Matt Painter's developed now. These kids stay across, most of them stay across the street from Mackey Arena. You know, they go to the gym at different times of the day and night, work on their games, et cetera. When we were done with our practice, it wasn't that we didn't like each other. We just were in different dorms, different apartments, et cetera. I've always said that had Purdue not played in Marcus Square Arena an hour away, our team would have been better off going to the West Coast, where we had to go out there 4 or 5 days ahead of time, where we would have been together, closer together as a team. I really believe that would have helped some. So playing in Marcus Square Arena, to me, was a detriment to our team, only to the extent that I think we left for practice, the open gym, on Friday. We didn't go to a hotel or stay anywhere until Friday night, and the game was on Saturday. So to me, it was just like another game. You had all the hoopla at the one-hour open gym. That was a lot of fun, et cetera. But it wasn't the same. I think our team would have been better off if we went away from our hometown. But that's just my opinion.
Well, it's going to be a hometown, essentially, boiler time in the desert, because there are a lot of Purdue fans out in Arizona to watch tonight. Brian will be one of them, and I know a lot of eyes will be on watching Gene Katie going to join us at 2:30, watching Matt Painter's group try to cut down the nets for Purdue. Brian, appreciate it. Boiler up and enjoy all of it, all right?
All right, thank you much. Have a good day. Boiler up.
Appreciate it. Brian Walker from the 1980 Purdue teams.
Back at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway for the Total Eclipse event. And tonight, It is at 9 o'clock, a little after that, in the desert, Purdue and the University of Connecticut for the national championship in college basketball. And it is a pleasure and an honor to welcome to the program a guy that I think of all people, of all those that we've talked about, that this means the most for Purdue. Coach Gene Katie, the legendary and Hall of Fame coach of the Purdue Boilermakers. Coach, it is your day today to see your Boilermakers in the national championship, and I appreciate you taking just a couple minutes out of your day to join us today. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for saying that.
Well, listen, I know that I speak for, and I didn't go to Purdue, but I know what this means for Purdue. And for so many people, I think that they were so thrilled to see you get a piece of the net from Zach Edey into the Final Four. Have you got a chance to just enjoy it, to soak it in and take in everything that goes with all of the spoils of being in the Final Four?
Every minute of it. Thank you. I know how hard it is to get here, and I appreciate the opportunity to be with them. So thank you for saying that.
Now, I was told this, and I might have misunderstood it, but I was told that earlier one of the first things that you had to do today, and I don't know if it was you or somebody else, but you were going to a hair salon to make sure that you were representing Purdue the right way when it came to hair. Now, am I wrong about that?
No, you're right. It put a P in the back of my head.
So yeah. You do have a P shaved into the back of your head, Gene Katie, right?
Yes, I do. Yep.
That
yep,
is absolutely, that is beautiful.
Thank you. So, yeah, I didn't expect it, but they did it. So thank you for bringing that up.
So if they win, then what do you do?
Well, I'm waiting here now to get ready to go to the game. So I'm with friends and just enjoying the experience and enjoying the opportunity.
Coach, listen, I know you're busy, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I wanted to give you this opportunity. You know, Matt Painter, it is so special for any coach, I think, to be able to hand over the keys to somebody who lived in the house. And just for you personally, to see the way that Matt Painter has carried on this program and gotten it to this point, both from a basketball standpoint and a character standpoint, what does it mean to you?
Oh, gosh, it means everything. It's like almost like your son's with you. So I appreciate it very much. I'm enjoying it very much, and I appreciate you bringing it up.
So, Coach, in terms of tonight, the one Gene Katie key to the game would be what?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. I think rebounding, probably. I don't know for sure.
Well, Connecticut's got a lot of
stuff. I don't have an answer for that. If I knew, I'd probably go tell Matt, but he'll figure it out.
Well, Coach, I'll tell you what. You have been obviously the face of that program and that franchise, if you will, and that university. And for you to be able to soak all of this in and enjoy it, and enjoy the, you look good with the P in the back of the head, I'm sure. And I know you've got a lot going on. It was simply important for me to be able to represent Purdue fans and the people of Central Indiana to simply say to you, enjoy tonight, good luck to the Boilers, boiler up, and I know that so many
people
are happy for you and proud of what you meant for that university.
Thank you. Well, I want to tell you, I've always been a crazy sports fan. ESPN is one of the reasons that I've enjoyed watching everybody play, and I enjoy the fact that ESPN has been so big in the sports world.
Well, we appreciate it, Coach, and certainly enjoy it tonight. And then, I don't know, maybe an earring or something if they were to win it, but to go along with the shaved head. Enjoy it tonight,
we'll
all right, Gene Katie?
Thank you very much for having me on, and I appreciate you being loyal.
All right, boiler up to Gene Katie as Purdue plays tonight for the national championship. And I'm telling you, there you go. He's got the P shaved into the back of his head. I absolutely love it. Comb over gives way now to the Purdue logo as the Boilers play tonight for the national championship game.